Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm going to sneeze. Oh, no.
Tom, are you with us? Are you still...
I'm still with you.
Tom's dying over here.
Sneezing at the beginning of a podcast is never good, because then you get... Oh, no.
Tom,
disaster.
Have you been isolating, Tom?
No.
We can tell.
Well, not more than anyone, not more than I should be, but I'm not ill.
Well, neither was Perez.
Oh, so what are you saying? Like, we should all just assume we might have it and therefore take the necessary precautions?
Strictly, yes.
Well, looking at our current situation with Victoria getting 700 cases a day, it's gonna be fun for South Australia.
Is that because it's flu season over there now?
Yeah. I think most people actually got their flu shots, though, but we ended up running out, I believe.
No way. Memory. Oh, gee.
Mm.
Interesting. Because I work in health, just throwing that out there. So that's kind of like...
Yeah. I did see that on your Facebook.
Hey. Oh, you've been stalking. Oh, fair enough.
See, Tim's a real fan, Dave. He knows about the show.
It seems so.
He's listened to the shows.
We say, more than me.
Yeah.
I listen to shows sometimes, you know, if I'm really bored.
What's your favourite That's Life podcast, Dave?
Pretty, Pretty, Pretty.
Okay. Tim, what's yours?
I'm going to say the one with Mark, because it was a more interesting voice than your two.
Ooh.
Oh!
Fair enough.
Oh, burn. Nice start.
Shots fired.
Yep.
Oh.
Got to get off on the right note.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to be Tim, or do you want to be Timpanzee?
I'd say Tim just makes it a little bit easier.
Cool. All right.
And Tom, you're Tom.
Yeah, I'll just be Tom.
Yeah.
And you be Dave?
I'll be Dave.
Mm. Yeah, that's good ideas.
We just clarified that.
Oh, I forgot to get my tea organised. Damn it, I forgot to get my tea organised. Hold up, let's get that sorted.
All right.
Oh, there's water gone everywhere.
So what kind of tea have you got?
English breakfast.
Oh, legend.
Oh, it's a bit late in the day for that. No?
Yeah, you're not going to sleep.
Yeah. I've got to get through the podcast, to be fair.
I'll get through the podcast.
That's true, yeah.
Worst case scenario, I'll watch qualifying live as well for
British
Grand Prix too.
Ooh, nice.
Just so what time is qualifying for you?
I've actually forgotten. Actually, it's on my phone calendar. Let me quickly check.
Must be about half 10 or something.
Yeah, half 10, exactly.
Half 10. That's not too bad. Good start for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the US, not like USA where I have to wake up at 4 a.m. or whatnot.
Ugh. I couldn't have. Well, actually, I quite enjoyed that when it was like Japan or something.
Yeah.
Over here, it was 4 or 5 a.m. That was a magical moment.
The thing is with like Mexico and Canadian and the American Grand Prix, I have to wake up at 4:30. But then I've also got to make sure I'm ready for school on time as well, because I've got to wake up.
Of course it is, yes.
Oh, so it's a Monday morning.
Because it's a Monday morning.
You're an entire day ahead of us, aren't you? Jeez.
Correct.
Half day, yeah.
Well.
8.5 hours is the difference.
Yeah, see, we get it so nice. I've got to fly in my drink.
I've also just dropped the tea bag into my tea.
That's my drink. You dropped your tea bag in the... Isn't it meant to go in the tea?
No, because it's got a string on it and a piece of cardboard I used to dip it.
That's a rookie error.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've been drinking tea for 3 years now. You doubt me.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to That's Life. We have a very special guest with us today. Please give a big round of applause for Tim, our very special guest, a YouTube content creator, back of the grid champion, and he's joining us all the way in Australia. Thank you for joining us, Tim. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. So, just a little bit sore after basketball, which could be another topic for the podcast.
Sore after basketball, eh? Oh, interesting. Mm. A man of many talents, it would seem.
Well, I guess you could say that. Yeah, also got my tea, breakfast tea, which is still steaming hot.
Oh, well done. Well done. Good choice. Tom, I'm also joined with Tom, just to say.
Hello.
Hi, Tim. Oh, jeez. Might need to turn that one down. Oh, do you have a beverage?
Water.
You got water. Just cold water.
Just a glass of cold water, yeah.
Interesting. And yeah. As for myself, I have a cup of coffee.
Oh, nice. So we've got a range of all sorts.
Well, I was going to say, the Australian is being more British than us.
Yeah. You just want to be more British, really, don't you?
I was actually thinking of moving to London. I am very tempted by that option.
Really?
But that's another topic to get into.
Yeah. Wow, that is quite a move.
No, that is a move. I worked in London for a bit, so I can tell you all about it if you want. So Tim, you're currently in Australia.
Correct. I hope so.
So you're upside down. Can I ask, what is it like living upside down? Is it like a bat?
Well, the problem is I keep falling off the floor onto the ceiling, so it's a major issue. But
I see. You think you redesign your houses, you know? So the ceiling is...
maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, there we are.
But then there's a blood rush to the head, and then we all die, so that's not really...
Well, I was going to ask about this blood rush to the head, and as previously mentioned, you're the back of the grid champion. Do you think having the blood rush into your head enhances your brain to give you this extra ability?
I mean, not for this year, it hasn't currently, but I mean, maybe for last year, I don't know.
But anyway, we'll come on to Back of the Grid a bit later on in the show. But before we move on too much, one thing I do want to ask you, because I've never been to Australia before. I think, mm-hmm. Tom, you have?
Yeah, no, I have, yeah. I went when I was about 9 or 10 years old, yeah.
And there we go. Mm-hmm. Well, there we are. But Tim, what I'd like to ask, in three words, why should I visit Australia, your fine country?
Beaches.
Yes.
Well, we have those here, just to point out.
Yeah, but they're I'm going to use more than three words here, but they're actually sand instead of rocks.
Ooh, no, we've got sandy beaches. we have the best beaches in Britain.
Well, you're not in Britain, you're in the Channel Islands. That's a difference.
No, we're in Britain. Wow. We're British as well.
British Isles, technically. It's a weird one.
Closer to France than Britain, though.
Well, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
I have done my geography on.
Yeah, you know more than we know.
Oh, fun facts. So Queen Elizabeth II is also Duke of Normandy because of the Channel Islands.
I did not know that.
I didn't know either.
three words, Tim. Why should I enjoy Australia?
Beaches.
Yeah.
Culture.
Culture,
yeah.
Oh no, I'm up for the culture. Yeah.
what's the culture like? What kind of culture?
I mean, it depends what kind of culture you're going for. So, because of our culture, in the fact that we're an international country, we've got a lot of different foods and a lot of different locations that you can grab food from. And because of how the whole settlement situation happened back in, I've forgotten the year now, 1700s.
Yeah, sounds about like that. Yeah.
We've got, like, you go to a place like Mawson Lakes, which is closer to the city, close to Adelaide, the city, and you'll find Thai, you'll find Indian, you'll find, like, Italian, you'll find all these different ranges of food places, and it's just awesome to be able to...
What's a classic dish, if you like, food dish?
I mean, it depends, so...
Say if me and Dave were to... fly there now, on like a super fast plane. What would, and we could have one meal, what would you give us? Like an Australian meal?
I mean, depending on where you are. So if you're in a place like Port Lincoln, I'd definitely recommend fish and chips because they are considered the fishing capital of Australia.
Okay.
But if you're in a place like, I don't know, Darwin or something, you're probably going to have bugs and leaves for dinner. But it really depends on... It really depends on where you are, because...
Bugs and leaves.
Yeah.
Interesting. Tasty.
You got to do the true traditional.
That's but, true, yeah.
And then the third word... What would my third word be? I mean, the music that we've got down here, the Australian artists are absolutely fantastic, and that's not including myself. I'm not trying to big myself up there, but...
Yeah, I was going to say that, actually. Like, there's a lot of, street kind of bands and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, and not just that, but you've got the likes of Guy Sebastian, Delta Goodrum. There's so many iconic Aussie artists who have made waves in... Like in the music industry, and what they're producing at the moment is absolutely phenomenal. So
I have never heard of both of them. So
wow,
we're not down with the kids, to be honest, Tom. Yeah, we're a bit out of the loop now.
Fun fact: Guy Sebastian used to go to our school, my school. So he's an old scholar of my school,
an alumni.
Oh, that's nice.
So he visited us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had a test on that day, so I couldn't actually go say hello. So we saw him perform, and then back to the IT test is what it was. So Tom and Dave, if you're looking for IT whiz, come ask me.
Oh,
fate won't eat it. To be honest,
maybe. Can I just come in, because something that we've done with our guests before, like just going by what they were saying, is and we should have really asked this at the start. Tim, if you can describe yourself in three words, what would they be? Just to continue the theme that we've had with all of our past guests.
You're making me think on a Sunday night.
it can be like, what was Dave did this and he said, big fat Buddha or something, I think you said, something like that.
Did I?
Which I think is a bit harsh, but...
You're the keeper of the scrolls of Dad's life, a lore mate, so I don't know.
That's what Dave decided he was, so you can go with whatever you like.
I mean, I'd like to say open, like there's been a lot of situations where people have come up to me and like we've chatted about like some personal stuff and all that, so I feel like I'm a fairly open person.
Nice. Okay.
To be able to have conversations.
Good.
I'd like to say kind.
Yeah. You can say kind.
That's important nowadays, so yeah.
And I can't say humble anymore because of me just beating myself up for the entire podcast so far. But probably respectful could be the third word.
Respectful. Nice.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah, that'll be good in a job interview.
Mm.
You're hired.
Yeah, that's as good a three words as we've heard, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. We'll put that on the page. Yeah.
Good job.
This is Tim Pansy, and you're listening to That's Life.
I was just picking one of the things you said there, Tim, about Australia being quite an international community. So if you mentioned before about moving to London, then you'd fit right in there, because it's pretty much what you get. It's just a big melting pot of different nationalities and people, and it's good for what it is, as long as you stay on the right side of London.
Yeah, exactly. And I think because of what I want to do in future as a career, I think London's probably a good option. But yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
What do you want to do as a career?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Sorry, were you going to say that, Dave?
Carry on, it's fine.
Great minds and all that.
Yeah. No, because I guess with like what I'm interested in, like I'm interested in photography, videography.
Oh, no.
Interested in journalism as well, so that would probably be because of how much like news and how many different what's the word I'm looking for,
events like
news outlets and stuff there are in London. It would just make it a little bit easier, so
yeah. You wouldn't go New York, for example, or somewhere like that?
Well, not currently.
That's true. Good point. That's all that needs to be said. Fair play.
Yeah.
And we will move on.
Full stop.
All right, guys. So on that note, Tim, we know that you've got an album coming out. Would this be a good place in the show to tell us a bit more about that?
Sure, considering the fact my friends will probably click off 5 minutes after this. But I guess...
Tim's friends, don't click off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You haven't missed the best bit yet.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You haven't missed the best bit yet.
The thing with it.
Sorry,
I'm just processing that. Carry on.
Chaos has been issued. I think with this album, especially, not only is it the first album that I'm releasing, but also it's me opening up. So, especially in the position that I guess a teenager feels they need to express themselves and they can't find a way to express themselves, I've managed to find a way in music, and I thought, you know what,
yeah,
let's release an album and that way help not necessarily just teenagers, but the people in general just be able to go back and say, hey, this song really helps me reflect on this, or it really brings out a different side to me. So that's what this album's been. That's like been one of the influences on it, and it's me just opening up as a person and saying, hey, I'm human as well. We all make mistakes. This is
awesome.
Totally. I think we've all been there. You know, we get it. You know, it's hard. You know, it's not. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
So you got to find your own way. I think that's what I was missing. Maybe that's what I should have done. Do an album, but hey.
So in terms of like the style, then, because what I've heard from you has been kind of like I'm gonna sound old again, like dancey kind of club style music. Is that?
It's.
Am I on the right lines?
I mean, some of them are. It's really a mixed bag. So there's a couple of. So I think it's half and half. Half of it's like pre-made instrumentals or instrumentals that I've made. One, like the other six. Or the other half, now that's given away how many songs there are. inadvertently, 12 songs, if you count that.
It'll be 12 songs, nice.
Woo.
That's a proper album.
And the best thing is, they're all finished, so it's just getting into the recording part of, as we're recording this, so I've literally finished the writing process yesterday all these songs. But yeah, the other six are me either on guitar or on piano, just really opening up and...
Yeah.
Letting people in, because I think that's a really important thing to do.
Yeah. In terms of once it's out, where can we find it and how do we listen to it?
It'll be available on pretty much every streaming music streaming platform that you can think of. So it'll be on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play, Deezer for European listeners.
Yeah.
It'll be on pretty much every single one that you can think of. Including TikTok, if TikTok's not banned by then. But I found out the other day my distribution company that I go through have signed a deal with TikTok. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, a bit dodgy, a bit late in the day.
Just slightly, but...
Who's the album recorded with? Like, I'm quite interested in how you... Like, the process of how you're recording it.
So I decided to make an investment in a studio mic. And a friend of mine also, his name's Toby, we've kind of come up with a plan and come up with an idea of what we kind of want, because we're both interested in music. He does a lot of sound mixing for live events, so he does stuff at his church. He's done stuff for, I guess, bigger church events, so we're mainly church-based in the music industry and stuff like that, I guess you can say. But, yeah, just I've been, over to his house to record some stuff. The church that I go to personally has got stuff available to be able to record. And then also the school reached out to me and the music teachers reached out to me. They were like, oh, do you want to come and record some stuff at school as well? I'm like, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Because we've got a really, music and sport are two particular things at our school that are really, we've got some great,
really strong,
great team. Yeah, great teaching team behind it. Not to say that your areas of science and English are lacking that because they don't, but music and sport is something that we've got really good as well in my school.
Can we have a little listen? Or Tom, do you want to pick his brain some more?
So you write your own songs, presumably?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, some of the stuff has been pre-made instrumentals that have either been sent to me or I've found. But most chord progressions for songs on guitar and piano, that was all me. Lyrics have been all me. And then there's been... So, for instance, one time, I'd just woken up and me and Dad were in the kitchen and Dad's just come out with the line... There was context behind it, but he literally just said, you're a lame-ass lyricist.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, gee, I take offence to that. I'm going to put that in a song and I'm going to use that as a lyric.
Oh, excellent. Funny how things have worked.
Oh, I love
so,
that.
yeah.
Yeah. So what age did you start to write your own songs?
I mean, there was one that I wrote at 10 that was... I look back at it and I play it now and it's just like, how was I that bad? And there was a one that I wrote last year for my dad's birthday, and that was also disastrous as well. So I felt like it was disastrous, but this album, I don't think I've put in as much work as I have for any other project. So even YouTube.
This is your best work, yeah.
Yeah, this is, and I've like stuff that I started writing half a year ago and stuff that I've just finished writing, there's still quite a bit of a difference, but it's still all good, if that makes sense. But it's just looking at how much I've improved over the last year especially has been really cool to kind of hear and see.
I was going to say, I guess a lot of it is about the journey as well, isn't it? And the learning process you take on that journey, and it improves you and your music as well. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a saying that you need to be really bad to get good. Like you have to go through the where you write really bad songs and all that sort of thing. And I asked before, Tim, because I write songs as well. Like I've always done it, but I write for me, if that makes sense. I never really enjoyed the playing to friends and stuff like that. Like I don't really enjoy that, but I like to write for me. But same kind of thing, when I was 7 or 8, I wrote a few songs, and looking back on them, they were just the worst thing ever. And then I found the exact same thing where I look back on old songs and I can see how I've improved. And so you're still young, you'll think where you'll be in 5-10 years time, like the songs you might write then.
It's been and I think a lot of this has been based off either personal experience or experiences that friends have gone through. So I had another friend who was going through a really dark time a couple of years ago, and one of these songs is I don't want to say targeted, but kind of based off him in a sense. I mean, it's not completely based off him, but there's lines that are referring back to them. And it's just, it's been, and I guess as well, I just thought of a word that I should have used to describe myself, but I guess being empathetic, if that makes sense, has really helped with this, because people can feel free to come up and talk to me and say, hey, this is what's going on. And I'm not going to mention their name or situation in full like detail. That's not going to be something that I abuse. I'm not going to abuse their privacy, but still it gives me ideas and references to work off. Say, hey, this can be this situation. I can kind of base a song off it, but just finding that really careful balance of making sure it's not too personal.
Perfect. Yeah.
There's a life lesson there, I think.
So are you going to play a song then? Are you wanting to play us a song?
I can. I've got my guitar right here.
If it's ready.
Just if you want to. It's entirely your choice.
I was practicing it earlier, don't worry. I was practicing.
Perfect. Okay. So I guess actually this is a TMM. But
this would be a TMM.
Tim's musical moment.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. This is our original show. We had this, so
it's just what we called the songs that I put on the show.
We're obsessed with acronyms.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Tim. So what song are you going to play us?
So this song is called "I Care," and this is based off a couple of friends, and I guess just based off how people can go through really dark times, whether that's just with family issues or if they end up just feeling suicidal. This is a song kind of like to them to say, hey, there is someone here, there is someone who cares. And I think that's a really powerful message to portray, because when you're in that spot, you feel like there's no exit, there's no one there who's going to listen to you. And this is, I guess, a song to try and reassure them that there is someone here. So...
you've really hit the nail on the head there, because when you're going through like these tough times, you know, and like the rest of the world is going on and doing their thing, like you do feel a bit, like no one really knows what you're feeling. So Brilliant. Is this on the album, or is this a...
This will be on the album, yes.
Oh, so it's like a little sneak peek into what we've got to come.
Of course, an exclusive for the That's Life podcast.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Right.
It's a world first. It's literally a world first.
Literally a world first.
So are we the first to hear this?
So there have been a couple of people who I got to listen to it just to make sure that it sounds good. But other than that, you'll be... Like, this is the first, I guess, proper live performance in front of the... I guess a crowd, I guess you could say, or
the
listeners,
fan,
yeah,
as such, instead of fans, instead of it just being a small group of people who were just like, hey, this is something that you can change, or this is like, this was really good, so this is like, yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Up there alone, thinking there's no one who cares. I've been there before, stuck in a room with no open door. You were my guiding light, time for me to return the favor. Help you realize that if you go, there are people who will cry forever, including me. I'll cry, you see, forget a river. I don't want you to wither away. I can never live with that burden, 'cause I blame it on me. I'm truly certain it was meant to be, 'cause I care, and so does everyone else. If you aren't there, I can't live with myself. Way out, I'll be there. you aren't there, I can live with myself. No, I'll always be there. You can talk to me, 'cause I really do care. I really do care.
Oh, Tim, thank you for that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
No, thank you. It's
absolutely love that. You know, the potential is massive, I think.
No, I think so too. No, so really polished and just sound. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the album, actually.
I want to hear it again now, because I feel like now that I've heard it, you know, like when you hear a song once, first time, so that's quite good, and then it's only about the third or fourth time you're suddenly like, oh, this is amazing.
I
kind of need to hear it again, and
I'm going to be honest with you, like, the people that I played it to, like, when I got people to have a listen just to see what it was like, they were in tears afterwards because of that, like, how much that hit them, and I think it's a really important song.
I agree.
It's probably going to be one of the key ones.
Oh, thank you for that, Tim. No, I mean...
Great job, yeah.
I know, like, with Dad's Life, we're a bit of a jokey podcast, and our slogan is, like, learn while you laugh and all the stuff, but, you know, having these... No, important moments like that, and we don't want to shy away from important topics. But thank you for that. It puts things in perspective, doesn't it? But what's important?
No, thank you guys for the opportunity.
No, that was.
Thanks for sharing.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes.
So that's a good intro. This is the trouble when you've got two co-presenters. We both want to say the same thing at the same time.
And then a chatbot on the other end in Australia.
Oh, chatterbox, right, okay. That's what we need
for this sort of thing, yeah.
So, Tim,
Dave,
Tim, do you want to introduce the show?
Oh,
it's a curveball, but
you've just invited me on. I don't think that's the best idea.
Well, okay. Well, Dave, do you want to take the lead?
No, that's fine.
Perhaps Hello, Tim can finish the show.
Tom.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry. This always happens.
Just going to mute you.
actually, do you want me to do a promo for you guys?
Oh,
Yes. Do you want
definitely.
To do it now or the end?
I can do it now so that way it's easier to edit.
Oh, okay.
Yes, please.
If you've got something off the cuff, just roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
Sure thing. Okay. This is Tim Pansy, and you're listening to That's Life.
Mm. Perfect.
You're welcome.
I can see the new tweets coming now.
So you see Tim, like, this is how our shows go, but then we have to cut them down to make them, you know.
Exactly.
We do this.
Actually.
We chatter a lot, so.
Just actually listenable. Yeah,
BBC, where's my invite?
Hey?
Where's my invite from BBC?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next time
we're over there, we'll tell them. What
I was about to say, you're just going to book me a flight to Jersey just for it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Dave could arrange that for you.
I could arrange that, yeah, sure.
Well, sure, my parents will be happy to send me over to a couple of strangers on the other side
fine.
Of the world.
Yeah. I can't see a problem with this.
No. We've got a spare room.
Yeah.
No, I'll just contact Chris MD. Just let him know.
Oh,
that's true.
Oh, another name drop. So you said you follow him? Do you like him?
I mean, yeah, to some extent. I mean...
Yeah, I sometimes... I used to watch some of his stuff when... But not so much now, but... Interesting at times. It's weird because I know where he filmed, so I like, oh, that's there and stuff, and that's.
You know the fortresses.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I may have even played there before when I was at school.
I was going to ask you about that. Going to be honest.
Yeah. I think Dave doesn't know what we're talking about now.
No, I know Chris MD, but I've never watched any of his stuff. But yeah.
No, he plays for St. John's.
Yep.
And he sometimes has like clips from him playing and stuff. But.
So let me get this straight, Dave. You're a fake Jersey Chris MD fan, and you're also a fake Dats Life fan. Is this what I'm getting from this?
There's nothing fake about me, mate. I'm all
exactly
I'm
right, Chris. Tim.
Chris.
Sorry, Chris. Oh, Tim.
So, who we got on the show?
You've forgotten already. Great.
Dats Life Podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.